Welcome to More to the Story, a podcast from the ministry of Spring Hill Baptist Church in Mobile, Alabama. Spring Hill Baptist Church exists to lead people to become fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ, and this podcast is designed to help achieve that by providing thoughtful reflection on the Bible, theology, cultural issues, and current events from a Christian worldview. I'm your host, Ben Stubblefield, the senior pastor of Spring Hill Baptist Church, and I'd like to thank you for joining us on episode 2 of More to the Story. Some of you are wondering why we titled this More to the Story. Well, that's because I have too much to say on Sunday mornings, and I can't jam it all into a standard order of worship. So what I wanted to do was just continue to provide some outlet for thoughtful reflection and conversation on some of the things that are important to us as a church body that we're not always able to discuss in the brief time we share together on Sunday morning. So I want to talk again a little bit about Psalm 46. If you were in church Sunday, you know that I preached from Psalm 46, and the title of the sermon was Everybody Just Calm Down. Everybody just calm down. Wonder if you've ever heard that or said that before. I titled that sermon that way because Psalm 46 is a calming sermon. And that's what the psalmist is calling us to do, is to relax, to cease and be still, and to return to the God our refuge. It's a great hope-filled psalm because it describes just terrible things in the world that could happen to the people of God. Verses 1 through 3 describe, you know, the mountains are slipping into the heart of the sea. Verses 4 through 7 are describing the nations that are raging against the lordship of Christ. So, you know, the two most disastrous things you could possibly think of, just nature and the nations are rebelling against the Lord and revolting and threatening the people of God. And it's the worst things that could happen. And the psalmist says, hey, cease and be still. Be glad. Be cheerful. Put your hope in God, who is our, the text says, very present help in times of trouble. Lots to say, but I'll just focus now for our time on verse 4. Verse 4 is a beautiful image. You've no doubt reflected on it before. It says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. I want to take just a moment and revisit that. Takes a little bit of explanation. The image here is, remember, this is kind of a poetic device, and the image here describes the dwelling where God dwells, the place from which God dwells in his holy city is the place where a river flows from. So the fountainheads of this river are where the king sits, or the dwelling place of the Most High. Now, this is an important image for a variety of reasons. It's a beautiful image and so meaningful. A city who has within its walls the fountainheads of a stream never has to worry about famine, never has to worry about disease. Fresh water is medicinal. And then nations that might come to attack this city, you know, a common tactic for warfare was to surround the city and then choke off its water supply. But the people in this city don't have to worry about that because they have a constant flow of water, a life-giving resource that is synonymous with the throne room of the king. And so you kind of put all that together, and what it's suggesting there in that metaphor, if you will, what it's suggesting is where the Lord is, there is security and constance and life, and no threat of man or nature could ever take that away. Okay, so that is part of what the psalm is driving at. And then verse 10, the Lord says, I will be exalted among the nations. So the same nations that will threaten the people of God in verses 4 through 7, God says, hey, I'm going to be exalted still among them anyway. And he says, I'll be exalted in the earth. So the same sort of natural world that might, verses 1 through 3, threaten the people of God, or the forces of chaos would rage against the lordship of God. God says, I'm going to be exalted in both places. I have, you know, the last word. Well, this is picked up, isn't it, in the book of Revelation, chapter 22. Chapter 22, what do we see? When Christ has judged the earth, when he's rejoined heaven and earth, when he's built a new Jerusalem, a new heavenly city in which God dwells, language there intentional, there's a throne room and we see the throne of God and of the Lamb. And what's flowing from the throne? Ah, a river. And it's the river of what? It's the river that holds in it the waters of life. And along the banks of this river that flows down the streets of the city, right, flowing from the throne, what's growing? Trees of life. Fruit yielding in due season, which I think is it pulling again on Psalm chapter 1. You just have to cross-reference that in your own time. And what's happening? The leaves of this tree are for, the text says, the healing of the nations. The nations are coming to be healed. Well, what is this an image of? Oh, the Bible's so good, isn't it? This is such beautiful imagery to describe that from the life of Christ flows redeeming, saving, healing salvation, right? From the throne of Christ provides the salvation of all peoples who are, incidentally, singing in the book of Revelation praises to the Lamb of God. How? Revelation 4, Revelation 5, Revelation 7, they are singing from every tongue, tribe, and nation, right? So Psalm 46 has multiple parallels with the book of Revelation, which describes as God's, Christ's exaltations among all the nations. And the river that flows from the throne of God in Revelation 22 is pulling exactly from the image described in Psalm 46 and verse 4. Well, this gives me extreme confidence as a Christian. This gives me extreme confidence as a Christian and an evangelist. We're calling people to repent. We're calling the nations to repent and to find life in Christ Jesus. And the image we see in Psalm 46 and Revelation 22 is that the Lord is going to do it. The Lord is going to heal the nations and do what Jesus taught us to do in Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, to make disciples of all peoples, of all nations, panta ta ethne, of all peoples and all nations, teaching them all that I've commanded you and baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit. And you see the end of the story in Revelation 22, the nations are bringing glory to the Lord. And so what this does for us, right? Doesn't this do this for you, brother or sister? Doesn't this make you a courageous witness to see that the church, even in our day and time, even in a strange cultural moment that we're living in, that the church will grow like leaven, that the church will grow like a tree? It might start small as a seed or like an acorn, but it will grow slowly. Sometimes we don't even see ways in which the kingdom of God is growing, but it is growing. It is sprouting. It is bearing leaves. It is growing strong and tall, and the witness of our church and the global church is advancing. And so the summons here in Psalm 46, and what I want to say in parallels to Revelation 22, is that this inspires in the Lord's people and ought to inspire in the Lord's people a tremendous sense of confidence and cheer and hopefulness in a world that is marked by hopelessness and anger and bitterness and rage. No, brother, sister, you belong to a city whose river makes glad its people. And because, you know, we've read ahead and we've read the end from the beginning. And the Lord our God will be exalted in the earth. And so I invite you to be steady as she goes, brother and sister. For the Lord of hosts, the God of Jacob, is with us. And he will be, and he is being, exalted on the earth and exalted among the nations. Thank you for listening to More to the Story. For more episodes delivered directly to you on a regular basis, make sure to subscribe to the podcast. And for more information about Spring Hill Baptist Church, you can look us up online at shbc.cc. That's shbc.cc. I'm Pastor Ben, and I want to thank you for listening in. And we'll look forward to joining you again on the next episode of More to the Story.